have supported us.
Libyan National Transitional Council Chairman Mustafa Abdul-Jalil declared last Thursday that his country has finalized investigations concerning the case of abducted Lebanese Shia cleric Imam Musa Sadr and his two companions. Abdul-Jalil claimed that Libyan officials had discovered clothes belonging to the Imam. He then added that the Libyan side is now expecting the Lebanese authorities to declare DNA results carried out on another discovery, the remnants of a dead body, which was found in a mass graveyard in Libya's Tripoli and is believed to be Imam Sadr's. Though Al-Jalil's statements were harshly criticized and described as inaccurate by the Lebanese Judicial Security Committee, which is tasked to follow up with the case of the three abductees. The committee explained that it was shocked by these statements since DNA tests carried out on the aforementioned clothes resulted negative, something which the Libyan side is well aware of. As for the discovered body, both sides had agreed that it undergoes DNA testing in Bosnia on June 26, despite the fact that primary tests of age and height did not match those of the Imam. Thus, it was unusual that Abdul-Jalil demands that the Lebanese authorities declare the results of tests which have not yet been done.
This contradiction of statements between the Lebanese and the Libyan gives us a big question marks, because it's supposed that they should be cooperating at this stage on solving this case and bringing the Imam Sadr and Sheikh Ya'qub and Abbas Badruddin back to their home and their families. So we believe that there is misinformation, or there is missing information given to Mr. Abdul-Jalil.
The Lebanese Imam of Iranian descent was lured into Libya in 1978 after answering the invite of former Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Gaddafi had repeatedly claimed that the Imam had left the North African country to Italy.
One statement we are agreeing on from Mr. Abdul-Jalil, that the person went to Italy is not Imam Musa Sadr and not Sheikh Muhammad Ya'qub and not Abbas Badruddin. They are all in Libya. We can identify many reasons, regional and international reasons, why Imam Musa Sadr and Sheikh Ya'qub at 1978 were disappeared in Libya. Only perhaps implemented by Gaddafi, but for sure many is behind him.
The missing Imam had played a key role in championing dialogue and coexistence during the period of the Lebanese Civil War. Thus, his abduction has always severed relations between Lebanon and Libya.
The contradiction between the statements of Abdul-Jalil and the Lebanese Judicial Committee have surfaced just a couple of days before DNA tests were assigned to be carried out in Bosnia on what the Libyans claimed to be the remains of Imam Sadr. These contradictions, as well as the Libyans' indifference, were interpreted as an attempt by the Libyan side to wrap the matter up, an attempt which many believe could harm the bilateral ties between the two countries. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.